Hello, everyone, and welcome back into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm the National NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider, BasketballNews.com. We're here today on a early Monday afternoon, over a great playoff slate today. Apologies for missing yesterday's show. Easter Sunday, holiday. I also was at the Suns game yesterday, so I do apologize about that. Hope you guys tailed on our written picks. Went 2-1 yesterday. We're back today for another three-game slate in the association for another great trio of playoff games. Before we get started, though, a quick reminder, make sure you check out BasketballNews.com and subscribe to the BasketballNews.com podcast network. We have so many great podcasts outside of the Babette team to check out right now. So let's go ahead now and dive over into three great games in the association today. Our first one up is the Philadelphia 76ers hosting the Toronto Raptors. The Sixers are 7.5-point favorites today against the Raptors in Philadelphia. This is a game, to me, where I feel like missing Scottie Barnes, who is questionable, but I'd be leaning more towards him being out today. That's a huge loss for Toronto. Scottie Barnes is so underrated. He's my rookie of the year this year, how versatile he is on both ends of the court. If Barnes is not 100% or he can't go at all, Joel Embiid is going to feast down low once again. Either way, I think Embiid has a big game. I think James Harden steps up as well. I think Tyrese Maxey and Tobias Harris do their jobs as well. So in the meantime, I do like Philadelphia here. I like Philadelphia to go up on a 2-0 convincing series lead over the Raptors for the series, heads back to Toronto, but in a big game from potential MVP winner Joel Embiid. So let's go ahead and take the Sixers to win and cover the 7.5-point spread. Sixers minus 7.5 is officially being locked in. Now let's add in our player props powered by FanDuel for our props we've done all throughout the season. And our first point prop I love on the board here is going to be Joel Embiid over on his point total. Joel Embiid checks in here at 32.5 points. I think he has a big game today and easily goes over there. So to Joel Embiid over 32.5 points. I also like here on the board as well, we're going to take Pascal Siakam over 25.5 points with no Scottie Barnes potentially today. A lot more is going to be on the play of Pascal Siakam in the mid-range and around the rim. And I expect Siakam to step up well into that, so we'll take Pascal Siakam over 25.5 points. And then for three-pointers, I actually have two three-pointer props for both sides to fall here, and it's going to be James Harden and Fred VanVleet for threes. Fred VanVleet checks in here at over on 3.5 made threes, and for James Harden, it's going to be over on his threes, which is at 2.5 made threes. So here's our four leg power play, so to say, that we've done all season long. And for the player props, it is as follows: Joel Embiid over 32.5 points, Pascal Siakam over 25.5 points, Fred VanVleet over 3.5 made threes, and James Harden over 2.5 made threes. I feel very confident about this one hitting. We're going to lock that in and also take Sixers minus 7.5 over the Raptors here as that series heads back to Toronto with the Sixers, in our opinion, going with a 2-0 lead back into it. So let's lock that in now and go to our next game on the board here, which is going to be the Dallas Mavericks hosting the Utah Jazz. The Jazz are 5-point favorites today on the road in Dallas. They won the last game in Dallas without Luka Doncic. Same story today. No Luka still for the Mavericks. So with that being said, no Luka, that means no mass pick on our end here on Nothing But Bets. So we're going to take the Jazz once again here to win on the road, take a convincing 2-0 series lead back to Salt Lake City. Potentially a sweep be on the line in this one, to be quite honest, with it going back to Utah up 2-0. I think Utah wins this game emphatically. I think we see big games from Donovan Mitchell in the scoring department and Rudy Gobert once again just being a monster on the glass and around the rim defensively. So we're going to take the Utah Jazz to win and cover the 5-point spread over the Luka Doncic-less Dallas Mavericks on the road in Dallas. So let's take Utah minus 5 as a best bet of the day here on Nothing But Bets. And let's now go ahead and go over to our player props and lock those in. Like I mentioned here, I love a big Donovan Mitchell game. So I think Donovan Mitchell over 27.5 points. I also like here on the board for the Mavericks side, I like 2-point props here to drop. It's going to be Jalen Brunson over 23.5 points. And I also like Spencer Dinwiddie over 21.5 points. I think both will go over. Both are very aggressive without Luka Doncic in the lineup trying to get their scoring going. They're the two main scoring options for Dallas. So I like both to go over here with a lot of shots being taken along the way. And then finally closing this one out here, I love Rudy Gobert to go run his rebound total. Rudy Gobert checks in at 15.5 rebounds, a monster number, but I didn't think Gobert will go over, so let's lock that in here as well. So here is our four-leg power play for the Mavericks versus Jazz, a great one in the association today. I think this one's going to hit as well for our power play, and it is as follows. Donovan Mitchell over 27.5 points. Jalen Brunson over 23.5 points. Spencer Dinwiddie over 21.5 points, and Rudy Gobert over 15.5 rebounds. We're going to take that as well as the Jazz as a best bet of the day to win and cover the 5-point spread on the road today against the Dallas Mavericks at Luka Doncic. Next up in our final game of the day for our postseason slate for our triple header on the board here, our final game of the night is the Golden State Warriors hosting the Denver Nuggets. The Warriors are 7-point favorites today over the Nuggets and Golden State. I think this is a game to me where I think we saw in game one, just like it was for the Sun series last year for Denver, with all these injuries piling up, just they did not match up well against a really good team with a lot of good depth and a lot of versatility in both ends of the court. That's exactly what's happening here already with Denver. Nikola Jokic is the best player on the court, but it doesn't matter because they have no depth. They have no level of versatility compared to the Warriors on both ends of the court. So it's really just Nikola Jokic single-handedly trying to carry this Nuggets team over a really solid Warriors team. I don't think it's going to happen again today. I think we're going to see the Warriors emphatically cover the spread here. I like the Warriors by 10-plus points today. So let's go ahead and lock in the Golden State Warriors to win and take a convincing 2-0 series lead over the Nuggets as that series heads back to Denver. So let's lock in Warriors minus 7 as a best bet of the day as well on the bets and take, again, Warriors minus 7. Now let's go to our props on the board here. I do like Nikola Jokic to have a big game today as far as the scoring department goes. He had a kind of up and down game one, and he bounced back with emphasis today in game two in the scoring department. So let's take Nikola Jokic over 28.5 points. I also like here as well on the board, we're going to go ahead and take Jordan Poole over on his point total, which is at 21.5 points. And we see a big game from Jordan Poole today. I also like here on the board, we're going to go over to three-pointers made and lock in Klay Thompson over on his three-pointers, which is over at 3.5. I like Klay Thompson to get at least 4 today. And then let's go back over to rebounds here. I do like Aaron Gordon to be aggressive on the board today. We're going to take Aaron Gordon over on his rebound total, which is at 6.5 rebounds. So here's our four-leg power play to win you back $1,000 and $100 bet, or even more than that on FanDuel. Let's see. $100 bet for this one wins back over $1,145. So this is a good one to take, in my opinion. Nikola Jokic over 28.5 points. Jordan Poole over 21.5 points. Aaron Gordon over 6.5 rebounds. And Klay Thompson over 3.5 made threes. We're going to take that as well as the Warriors to win and cover the 7-point spread at home today against Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. So let's go ahead and lock that in here. And now let's go back over our picks against the spread for all three games. And it is as follows. Sixers minus 7.5 over the Raptors. Jazz minus 5 over the Mavericks. And Warriors minus 7 over the Nuggets. So all three favorites here on Let the Bets get the prediction against the spread. I think all three should cover in this one, in my opinion. And then going back over again real quickly, our player props for each game. For the first one on the board, the Sixers versus the Raptors, we have Joel Embiid over 32.5 points, Pascal Siakam over 25.5 points, Fred VanVleet over 3.5 made threes, and James Harden over 2.5 made threes. For our next game, the Jazz versus Mavericks, we have Donovan Mitchell over 27.5 points, Jalen Brunson over 23.5 points, Spencer Dinwiddie over 21.5 points, and Rudy Gobert over 15.5 rebounds. And closing this one out for the Nuggets versus Warriors, we have Nikola Jokic over 28.5 points, Jordan Poole over 21.5 points, Aaron Gordon over 6.5 rebounds, and Klay Thompson over 3.5 made threes. So I appreciate everyone, as always, listening to the podcast. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the bets for you guys every single day to give you the NBA betting edge before tip-off. In the meantime, make sure you lock in your bets for a loaded Monday slate for the playoffs. Happy betting to you on this great Monday.